From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents its 500th program with an evening with Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound. Please welcome the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker.
Good thing to have a good partner in whatever you do, and we have so many folks that are part of what we do here, which is what we've had in LexArts for 12 of our 14 seasons of Red Barn Radio. My pleasure to bring to the mic now Her Excellence, President and CEO of LexArts, Miss Nan Plummer.
Thank you, Brad. Welcome to everyone to Arts Place, the home of LexArts, and for 12 seasons, the home of Red Barn Radio. We are thrilled to welcome you here tonight for the 500th broadcast. That is amazing. That Ed Commons and his volunteers have managed to do this week after week for more than a decade, it's really tremendous work. And even in my short time in Lexington, I have seen how Red Barn Radio has evolved, has gone with the really interesting movements of the music of our region as young musicians join middle-aged musicians and older ones in keeping this tradition alive and growing. And you're here to see it. I bring some very special greetings. It's my honor to read this proclamation. I, Jim Gray, Mayor of Lexington, in celebration of the 500th broadcast of Red Barn Radio, which plays a vital role in preserving and sharing the music of Kentucky and the region, do hereby declare March 23rd, 2016, Red Barn Radio Day. Jim Gray, Mayor.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound. Tonight on stage with Arlo is Sarah Davis, keyboards and vocal. And over on guitar, fellow school teacher Zach Rowe on electric guitar and vocals. Welcome tonight's guest to Red Barn Radio Show number 500, Arlo McKinley and Lonesome Sound.
Are you gonna wait for me? Did I take too long? Did I take too long? We can lose our hearts out at sea and leave behind everyone. Leave behind everyone. And oh, stars and you here sleeping by my side. And when the morning comes, we'll be alive with the ones that throw their stones so far behind. Taking out the best of
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and tonight on our program we have Arla McKinley and the Lonesome Sound. I say if I were to cut Lonesome in half, it would be like your voice would be one half of it and your guitar would be the other half of it. I mean, it's just an amazing sound. And then, Sarah, you're like the glimmer of hope in the whole thing. Arla, why don't we start with you just telling folks about your bandmates?
The band name?
About your bandmates.
Bandmates. Well, there are two of what usually is...
Six?
We're usually six altogether.
Are these the best ones of them?
They're the ones that are available. So I brought them along. But it was a long process. I've been writing these songs since about 2011. And then in 2014... I had seen him play with someone else. Word got around. He started playing with us, got the right fiddle player. And
woman named Kelly Thomas, kind of a mainstay in the Cincinnati music scene. I played for her for quite a while, and we had done a bill with Arlo, and he kind of liked me.
I said, I wanted that guy. He could sing good and played well, and that's what I needed. And then to the ones back at home, Sylvia Mitchell plays fiddle for us. Amazing lady. Brian Pumphrey plays drums, and then my brother Tyler Lockard, who couldn't be here, plays bass for us. But usually a six piece. This is half of what we usually have. So,
well, it's a good half.
Basically. Thank you.
You guys sound amazing.
I was thinking about those plans we made. It was a different time, it was a different place. And I'd wipe the tears that ran down your face. It's all that I could do. But you're still with me. Now, somehow, I'll never let you go. I was thinking about those times we good, we took the bad, and I'd hold you when your heart got sad. It's all that I could do, but you're still with me now. I'll never let you go.
Thank you very much.
Zach, do you play a sort of a similar kind of guitar role in the other musical projects that you have?
I've always got my fingers in something just to kind of have fun. Always a little bit diverse. I do an acoustic duet. I play guitar for Kelly Thomas still, the woman in Cincinnati. Yeah. Arlo allows me to do what I really like to do, just play mellow and be happy and be with good people and play songs that even my grandmother likes listening to. She doesn't like the older stuff from high school and whatnot, but Arlo really allows me to express how I think the guitar should sound for me. And it's very liberating to be a part of this.
Hey, Sarah, you're a singer. Mm-hmm. You play keyboards, obviously. And are you classically trained on the keyboard?
No.
No?
No, I'm actually, I'm in another band called Alone at 3 a.m. Uh-huh. And I sang with them, and I actually learned keyboards for that band. And then it helped me a lot, obviously, with this. It's just very simple lesson. You don't have to be really good to play music, to get into music. I mean, you just have to be in it. Yeah.
Besides him and probably Sylvia, the rest of us are barely good at picking up the instruments we have, but it works together as a unit, so it comes together all right.
That's kind of part of the appeal of the group is that we have such a diverse background. Sylvia's classically trained. I did a degree in guitar up in Chicago a couple years ago. I'm one of the worst ones in the band, and that's a good place to be when you're the worst one in the band of this kind of quality. And so it's always a challenge and makes us learn from each other. It's very neat, very neat.
Yeah. Hey, Arlo, so you always saw yourself as a singer.
100%, yeah.
100%.
100%, yeah. This is just here because I can't dance too well. I actually can. Yeah, I actually can, but these guys don't like it.
Maybe
yet,
in the second set.
Maybe on the second album, we might drop this and you might. I'm just into singers and the music. It's not even stuff that I'll have to like musically. I like voices that can come together and become an instrument from an early age. I think that was something that I knew that I could do. I never really thought myself to be a songwriter until much later on when people were saying, hey, the songs you're writing are good, people should hear them. But I was happy going into studios and backing bands up or friends, whoever needed something. That was fine with me. But people wanted me to start releasing this stuff. So.
The idea of voices coming together and making a grand sound, was that a church thing that happened to you when you were young?
Very much so. I said that in an interview once, that growing up in church, at one time I used to think I really felt what was going on in there, but I honestly think I was feeling the music. I think that's the first time I ever felt that music could actually put a feeling inside of you. Yeah. And it was this kind of music. It was four people standing up playing acoustic guitars and harmonizing together. It was a small little semi-Southern Baptist church. And my uncle and aunt and two of their friends had a group. They'd get up and play a few songs. And it was all similar to like bluegrass music or like old folk music. And I think that's kind of where it all began, really, with me.
And I don't know why I can't keep you by my side, no matter how hard I try. And every day in this house alone, I sweet dream suicide. I've lost all faith in sex and love. Hell below and heaven above. As we watch, as our lives pass us by, carry tried to help each other and kept our feet on the ground. Got taken away by loved one's secret. She lined us up to shoot us down. I lost all faith in sex and love. Hell below and heaven above. We keep ourselves high just to be satisfied as we watch as our lives pass us by.
As I understand it, you had two older brothers, and both of them are sort of putting the sort of punk CDs in one ear. Then you got your dad putting his vinyl in your other ear.
I'm 100% in my brother's room when they're gone, going through all their albums, listening to bands like Black Flag or The Misfits or just obscure stuff that most people have no idea what I'm talking about. And then when they'd get home and kick me out of the room, I'd go and listen to my dad's record collection, which is full of Larry Sparks, Doyle Lawson, Larry Cordell, people along those lines. I found a parallel with it very early when I went to see Larry Sparks and realized that these people were just renting out a hall for some guy to come in and play and putting up their own money for it. And it paralleled the scene that I was in with my brothers, us doing the same thing. But I knew that I didn't have the voice to sing punk rock music, so I knew it would kill me. So I think I heard a specific song. I heard a Larry Sparks song by the name of John Deere Tractor, and I think if anything, that's when I said I'd like to write music like that if any way possible. I think that's it.
Yeah,
that's probably that moment. Yeah.
Light it up and pass the county line. And leave all of this loneliness behind. I can't offer anything but time. And we can drive
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, I do want to just wave to my producer, Ed Commons, who is up there. Ed is the founder of Red Barn Radio. He's been mixing this program, as you know, for 500 years. And so we would like to provide him with a medallion this evening, a special 500-year medallion. Glenn and Linda are back at the back table back there, and Glenn and Linda, he's just a very cheerful, upbeat man who has always given a lot of himself to this program. And then Linda, you too, we used to come up here and do the coffee can thing, the drawings together, and right, making and baking cookies, all that stuff. What other volunteer could you get to do that, to bake cookies? There are others. Ken Howell. Ken is orchestrating our videography here this evening, and you may have seen the Red Barn Radio programs on KET. We do a Christmas program each year, for instance, and then we've done other special programs over the years. You know, almost always Ken is at the helm of some really great videography. I'm Brad Becker. I'm the host of this program, and I love being here and always have.
If I can't have this dance with you, then I think my dancing days are through. Cause I have wasted so much time on hearts I knew that never would be mine. I just wanna need somebody.
Hello there, this is Arlo McKinley, and you're listening to Red Barn Radio.
We're back with Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound after this break. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.